Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez.
And I'm James Lewis.
And welcome to today's episode of Level Up. As a new host for Level Up, I wanted to take the opportunity to share some information about the program that James and I work on here at Microsoft called the ID at Xbox.
Last year, we expanded the ID at Xbox program from our console grassroots to now support Windows 10 and the Universal App Platform.
Today, I'll be sitting down to a friendly chat with Chris Charlotte, the director of the ID at Xbox program. Chris and I will talk about how the program works and what the opportunities are for independent developers on Xbox One and Windows 10.
You better come see this.
Thanks for joining us today. Today I'm here with Chris Charla, the director of the ID at Xbox program. Thanks so much for being here, Chris.
Oh, thanks a lot.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I've had the opportunity to work with you for a few years now on multiple different occasions, but would you mind telling our audience a little bit about you?
So I've been at Microsoft for just over 5 years, and before that I was at an independent developer for 10 years doing games on every platform imaginable from Xbox 360 to Game Boy Color. And doing every kind of role you can imagine. It was a really small developer, so that's really cool because you get to do a lot. And so I did everything from level design and level painting and character, you know, design, IP design, to pitching IPs and eventually helping sign some intellectual properties and all sorts of fields. And did a ton, and then I joined Microsoft, and then. Back before that, I was a journalist, and so I worked at Next Generation, which was a cool magazine during the sort of 32-bit era. It was the US version of a magazine that's still in business now called Edge. And then I left that to go start a little website called IGN.com, and did that for a little while, went back to the magazines, and then went into development.
Very cool. So it seems also throughout your career, you've tended to really be in the more independent developer space.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I always, it's always just kind of been what interests me, like, small games. The really fun thing about working on smaller games is you get to work on a lot of games. And so I have a pretty short attention span, so getting to do a lot of different things is really exciting. And when I first came to Microsoft, I worked on Xbox Live Arcade, which was the digital download program on Xbox 360. And I loved that because I got to work with a ton of different developers, see a ton of different games, you know, sort of like help, you know, dozens and dozens of games ship a year. So I've always liked smaller games. And I think that smaller games, independent games, give you an opportunity to experiment, to try different things that are maybe it's a little bit harder to do if you're trying to make sure that you fill a disc and justify a $60 price point. I think with independent games, you can make the right amount of game. Maybe that's a ton, maybe it's a small amount, but you get to do exactly what you want. So that's kind of one of the things that's always excited me about the games.
That's really cool. That's one of my favorite things about this space as well is that really unique, different take that you can see people do that you couldn't necessarily see realized within a AAA experience.
Absolutely.
So, very cool. So tell me a little bit, and our audience a little bit about ID at Xbox and what that program is.
Yeah, so ID at Xbox is basically Microsoft's program for independent developers that enables them to self-publish their games on Xbox One and on Windows 10 using Xbox Live.
Very cool. So how is the program going? How old is it now? And
so we launched about 2 years ago. We launched in August of 2013, where we announced the program, and then started sending our first dev kits out probably about 3 months after that for Xbox One. And then at GDC this year in 2015, we announced we were expanding to Windows 10. That's going really well, too. Overall, the program's going really well. We have more than 1,200 developers signed up with dev kits for Xbox One. We have tons and tons of games that are shipped to the store. We've had some great success stories, you know, obviously both critically and commercially. So seems like it's going really well for developers. We're listening to them constantly, working to improve the program, improve our back-end processes. And, you know, our goal with the whole program is just to make it as easy as possible to ship your game on a Windows 10 using Xbox Live or on Xbox One so that you as a developer, have access to this great marketplace on Windows and on Xbox, and B, so that you can really focus on your game. Like, you know, platforms are awesome. We work at a platform company. We love our platforms. But as a developer, you don't want to have to think about, you know, a million little details about the platform. You just want to make your game. And so we just try and make that process as straightforward as possible so you can use all the advantages of our platform without having to jump through a ton of hoops.
Very cool. So with Windows 10 and the new Universal Windows platform, it seems like having that ability to ship that same set of content onto multiple platforms is a real unique advantage for our developers. So what are your developers doing in that space?
Yeah, it's pretty cool because with Windows 10, It's probably good to take a step back and just think about the ways that a developer can get their games onto Windows 10. So first of all, you can just like start a PC and start typing and ship your game any way you want. You know, whether it's through Steam, selling it yourself, putting it on floppies and handing it to your friends. You can make Windows is Windows. It is an open platform. You can make an executable and give it to people, sell it to people, do whatever you want with it. Which is awesome, and tons of developers are doing that, and it's great. But we also have what we're calling the Universal Windows Platform, which is a custom platform for Windows 10 with a lot of different endpoints: PC, tablets, phones, mobile devices, HoloLens, and eventually Xbox One. And those games get sold in the Windows Store. And that's cool because it's a new way to reach consumers. The store ships with every single copies of Windows 10, of which there are more than 100 million out there in the market now and growing all the time. Games that ship in Windows Store, games that use the Universal Windows Platform, also have the ability to use Xbox Live, which is the largest social network for gamers, something we originally developed on Xbox, I guess OG Xbox, but it really came to the fore in Xbox 360 and now on Xbox One. And you can now use all the features of Live on Windows 10 if you're using the Universal Windows Platform. So gamer score, achievements, presence, multiplayer. You can even do cross-play with Xbox One. So we think it's just another way to make your game stand out, to differentiate it, and in a way to like do something nice for consumers. Like, hey, this game, if you want this game with Xbox Live, you can get it on Windows 10. And we think it's actually kind of a good value proposition.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing ad for developers, actually. My favorite feature of 360 was the fact that we brought in achievements into the feature. And it always kept me going. Like, I always loved getting into that experience and getting that achievement. I just want to keep going because I want that next achievement. And I'm definitely one of those achievement hunter types. So
yeah, me too. I love them. I mean, I don't have the world's greatest gamer score, but I do love it when you get them. And you maybe finish the critical path of a game, and then there's just all these other things you can do to get the achievement. It's just kind of fun.
Yeah, I love the new update to the new OS that we have on the Xbox One, where you can definitely start to see more activity that your friends are doing with earning achievements and things like that.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a great add-in.
The thing I've become addicted to recently is just the Xbox app on Windows 10, mm-hmm. because I'm on there, I can see what all my friends are doing online, and I didn't really think I was going to use it that much. I was like, well, that's cool, whatever. But then actually now I'm like using it all the time. Like, Mike is playing iDarb, or Nate Ahern is playing Fallout 4, and you can message people really easily from the app. You can see all your achievements really easily, achievements you haven't got yet, but that you're close. And actually, I'm spending a lot of time in the Windows 10 Xbox app, and you can obviously do game DVR and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because at work, anyway, I have an Xbox right at my desk. So I'm constantly like playing games on my Xbox and then like looking at my Xbox app on Windows 10. So it's kind of fun.
Very cool. So if someone's considering making a game for Windows 10 right now, what do you think the main reasons they should consider being a part of the IDX Xbox program are?
Well, it's basically Xbox Live. So just to be clear, you do not need to work with ID at Xbox if you want to ship a game on Windows 10. You can, like we talked about before, you can make an EXE and just ship it because Windows is an open platform. Or if you want to just make a UWP game but don't want to include Live, you can just go right to the Windows Dev Center, sign up for an account. I think it's about $100 to get an account, and then start making and selling games on the Windows Store. The only reason you'd want to work with ID at Xbox for Windows 10, there's probably two reasons. One is if you want to use Xbox Live and put Xbox Live in your games, we can help you do that. And then two is we're not a bad developer program. And one of the things we do in the program is we make sure that everybody gets newsletters every month that are really tailored to what's going on in the Microsoft ecosystem and the Windows ecosystem for independent developers. And we put everything in there from links to white papers, best practices on things, for both Xbox and Windows, like safe screen areas and achievement best practices. And then for our developers, we also will frequently include like either discounts or, sometimes like somebody will come to us, like a localization company, and say like, hey, for indie developers, we put together this little deal and, can you tell people about it? And we don't exactly endorse that, but we'll put that in the newsletter so people can see some different opportunities. We've had opportunities to get discounted show space at some events. And we try and just make it a worthwhile read every month with both the information and, you know, sometimes some offers too.
Very cool. So what is the process of signing up for ID at Xbox? Can you explain that one?
So it's pretty easy. So you go to just xbox.com/ID mm-hmm. and fill out an application. It takes probably 20 minutes, I would say, maybe a little bit longer. You can include links to work that you've already created. And then once you do that, you're in the program. You're going to start getting some newsletters and everything like that. After we look at your application, what we'll do is send you basically a request for what kind of game do you want to make? And hey, is this a game that you want to make for Xbox? Is this a game you want to make for Windows 10? Is this a game you want to make for both? And maybe include some features like crossplay. The portfolio team at Xbox, you know, evaluates those requests because they evaluate every request to make a game on Xbox, whether it's from an independent developer or a big publisher. And you know, once that request is, you know, granted, the game is what we call concept approved. We sign a deal, like a publishing contract that gives a developer the ability to put their game onto Xbox. We send them, if it's going to be an Xbox game, 2 dev kits at no charge. And the developers are really off to the races at that point. There's full access to all our, you know, documentation, support forums. There's people you can email if you have specific questions. And then as you get closer to shipping your game, both on Xbox and on Windows, we have folks who help out with getting through the certification process and making sure, you know, everything's there to actually successfully ship the game onto Windows or Xbox One.
Very cool. So when I think about ID at Xbox, are you really targeting like a specific area of developer or a specific game, or is it really wide open?
No, it's really wide open. And that's the really cool thing about the program. Like, we don't have an editorial mission. Like, we want, our view is that when we want, you know, if a player turns on their Xbox or boots up their Windows 10 PC, that they have access to the broadest array of games, the most diverse array of awesome games. And as we were getting ready to launch Xbox One and kind of thinking about how do we, you know, help independent developers, it was like, you know what, we don't need to try and be curating these games. We don't need to be trying to pick and choose. What we need to do is offer great platform access. The developers will come and the developers will bring fantastic games. And you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at that problem, but the way we kind of settled on was that, like, let's make it easy for developers to get their games onto Xbox and now onto Windows 10 with Xbox Live, and the games will come, players will be happy, and we'll have, you know, what we hope is going to be, and actually is right now, a sustainable marketplace for developers mm-hmm. where, you know, good games sell well and they can, you know, continue to do what they love, which is making their art. Players get the benefit of seeing this huge array of content and kind of everybody's happy.
Very cool. One of the things that I love too is that you guys are doing the 2 free dev kits for everybody who's approved for Xbox One, because I think that really does enable developers, no matter their situation, wherever they are, to kind of have that success story to be targeting console. And I think now with that Windows 10 opportunity for everyone to have that opportunity to target such a large platform is just a huge win for all of the developers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and again, it goes back to just, you know, making life as easy as possible for developers. You know, our dev kits don't cost a ton of money, but, you know, they're not free. And so being able to get 2 at no charge to developers is important so that they can just start focusing on the game and, you know, not writing a check. Like, one of the things that's kind of important to us is that no one's ever going to pay Microsoft a penny to ship a game onto Xbox One. And on Windows, there is the Dev Center fee, but that's a one-time fee. But other than that, like, you're never gonna pay for certification, you're never gonna pay for updates. You can update the games, your games, as often as you like. You know, it's all about, hey, we have these, what we think are really cool platforms. We want developers shipping great games on them so players can play them, and, you know, then we get out of the way.
Yep.
Stuff that excites me thinking about going forward is just the games that are coming. Like, I get to see these lists of games, you know, hundreds of games that I know are coming to Xbox One. And, you know, it starts out just a title, and you see this title and be like, that sounds cool, I wonder what that's going to be. And then you maybe read a little 2-sentence concept, and then as time goes on, like, you see a build and it's all broken, but you can sort of see the promise. And then you see another build that's ready for a show, and it's like a level, and you're like, oh, this is awesome, ship it now. And then, you know, just watching that process of going from, like, title to, like, boom, I'm downloading the game is fantastic. And just One of the biggest benefits of working at Xbox is I know, you know, hundreds of titles that are coming that are all going to be, you know, just super special one way or another. And that's what gets me up in the morning, is seeing all those games.
Very cool. So what would you say to anybody out there who's considering signing up for ID at Xbox?
Please do it. Honestly, please, please sign up. You know, whether you're, you know, a really established developer or a new developer, you know, you can't lose anything by signing up and starting to get information from us. You know, there might be developers who are just getting started and not quite ready for console yet, but we can help those guys get onto Windows 10, and then, you know, as things evolve, get onto console as well. And so, you know, we really want to be there for as a resource for developers, whether you're developing on Xbox One or Windows 10. And so we just encourage people to sign up. It's free. I think, like, there's some cool benefits from it.
Very cool. And one of the things I want to put out there, too, is I love that you guys, that we do the open office hours at GDC. So that's another thing for
any
developer that's considering signing up. Make sure to stop by the open ID at Xbox office hours. That will be at GDC 2016 so that you can get a chance to talk to Chris Charla or myself or some of the other team out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We do office hours. The other thing we do, which I didn't mention yet, is that games go through development, like, you know, ultimately the developer self-publishing, the developer's responsible for promotion, but we try and amplify the promotion developers do as much as possible, whether that's, like, you know, through social media, retweeting from, you know, big accounts and stuff like that, or at places like GDC, we'll have games available, ID at Xbox games available to play, E3, Gamescom, PAX. You know, we really work to help get the message out about the awesome games that are coming through the program.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for taking the time today, Chris.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks.